Hey, me again, TA. kilometer 886, paddling north, day 28. We're here at Rock Weir Railway Camp, and we're actually on a rock dam that was constructed to help send the water over the weir, which is in the main channel. And this is the portage route, and we actually are in the middle of our very first portage of the trip. True portage, no vehicle, because the little railway system here isn't working at the moment. And we weren't disappointed in that because we had to do some work. We were disappointed because we didn't get to run the little train. They have a little cart that goes from one side to the other of this rock dam. So we are camped on the top, and in the morning we'll take our stuff down the other side and put back on, and at the bottom of the channel, come out at the bottom of the rapid. Because it's a weir, it's a very dangerous kind of a situation. So other than you're very advised to take this little side route, which we happily did. Thanks again to Lisa and Ben for hosting us in Fort Chip. They got us back to the launch and saw us off, and that was much appreciated. And thanks again to Irene for some of Fort Chip's finest bannock. We enjoyed it with peanut butter and jelly at lunch, and with our curried carrot, cauliflower, and sweet potato soup tonight. It was delicious, warmed up with a little bit of butter. Today's stars of the day were the Franklin Gulls. They paddled with us and gave us aerobatic shows of the most amazing kind of flying as they were catching their little fishing right at the surface of the water, fishing bugs. And they have black coloring on their head during mating season, and pretty cool, pretty cute, and amazing flyers. Had a little bit of current today, so that helped us out, and we're curious to see how much that current increases after the weir tomorrow when we get down to the bottom of the rapid. Also, when we join with the Peace River will join this river. This is the River of the Rocks, or Rivière de Rocher, and I thought maybe it was named that because of rocks in the river, but in fact it's named that for the most amazing pink granite that's beside the river. So we had lunch sitting on pink granite. We had supper. I cooked supper on some white granite. And what a delight to be free of sand and mud for at least one day. Bit misty and gray this evening. It was sort of gray and coolish during the day, but no big rain, so that was nice. The cooler temperature kept the bugs at bay until we tucked in behind on this little old scow channel. So we had deployed our wonderful tarp and bug house, which we pitched the best ever on the trip so far. Lots of room in there, especially with my granite countertops, and kept the black flies and mosquitoes mostly at bay. So another fine day here at Paddling North. Thanks so much to all of my colleagues at the Association for Experiential Education. This was a very special day for me. It was announced that I'll deliver the 2018 Kurt Hahn address at the International Conference. It's such a deep, amazing honor to be asked to do this and to be named to do this. And today it was announced publicly, and I know we eked out a little bit of coverage at lunch, and so I could see a few of the messages of congratulations, and I so appreciate those. And the next time I'm back to some coverage, I will respond to those. But thanks so much for this great honor from the association, and for all of my dear friends and colleagues who wished me well. And that will wrap up our update for today on day 28, kilometer 886 on Paddling North. Take good care.